This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. India has registered the highest ever growth in the value of defence production in 2023-24. The value of production has reached nearly 1,27,000 crore rupees, which is 16.8% higher than the value of production of the previous financial year. Sharing the information in a social media post today, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh said the Make in India program is crossing new milestones year after year under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Singh congratulated the industry, including defence public sector undertakings, other public sector undertakings, manufacturing defence items and the private industry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the country for the achievement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is fully committed to nurturing a supportive environment to further enhance capabilities and establish the country as a leading global defence manufacturing hub. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said Indian Railways is manufacturing 2,500 general coaches this year under a special drive. The minister was speaking after signing of MOU between Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya of Indian Railways and leading commercial aircraft manufacturer Airbus. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that Railways is running about 10,000 special trains this summer season to fulfill the heavy demand during this period. The minister said the government's prime focus has been to cater to the economically weaker section and middle class. He said manufacturing of 50 more Amrit Bharat trains has already started and the rollout of Kavach is also being done at a fast pace. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that India has made tremendous gains in improving the survival chances of mother and children and at a much faster pace than the global average. Mr. Nadda was addressing virtually the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health board meeting held in Geneva. He said India has worked over the years to create much needed balance between the global south and global north. The Delhi High Court today issued a notice to the CBI on a bail plea filed by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in connection with the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. During the hearing, the counsel representing CBI objected to filing of the bail plea directly before the High Court, adding that Chief Minister Kejriwal should have first approached the trial court for bail. However, the court said that contention will be considered at a later stage and asked the CBI to file its reply in the meantime. The court posted the matter for hearing on the 17th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Russia beginning Monday. The External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Modi will be in Austria on Tuesday and Wednesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Mr. Modi will meet Austrian President Alexander van der Bellen and will hold talks with Chancellor of Austria Karl Nehammer. The India Met Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand and most parts of Northeast India for today and tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 3 to 4 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the Indian contingent heading for the Paris Olympics 2024 later this month. Interacting with the athletes yesterday, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the contingent will bring glory to India. The Prime Minister said this time the government has made an effort to activate the Indian community in Paris for the ease of connectivity of the Indian athletes. Mr. Modi said India is hoping to host the 2036 Olympics in the country and continuous efforts in this direction are being made, especially in infrastructural development. In women's cricket, India will focus South Africa in the first T20 international of the 3-match series in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. This will be the final leg of South Africa's tour to India, which has already seen 3 ODIs and a one-off test being played. India clean sweeped South Africa 3-0 in the ODIs and then won the one-off test by 10 wickets. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on German pair of Henrik Jebens and Konstantin Franzen in the second round of men's doubles this evening. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.